The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the Ladies of Liverpool podcast.
Everything Liverpool.
Everything for ladies.
Ladies of Liverpool.
With Leanne Campbell.
Welcome back to Ladies of Liverpool. It's Friday. We're chatting the legs off ourselves, as always, about the things that other people don't seem to be talking about this week, all about perimenopause, and we are going to laugh through it. Taskers, thank you very much for being our sponsor once again. The January sale's finished, but the February one is boss. Fireplaces, they're talking all about fireplaces. So check them out on the socials. Taskers, we thank you. We salute you. Now it's time to get chatting to our guest. It's Lindsay Germain. Hello, Lindsay.
Hello, gorgeous. How are you?
Very good. So much has happened since we last podcast.
I know. I don't remember the last time it was.
I'll tell you when. It was pre-COVID.
Okay.
It was series one, right at the start of this, which I think is, what, 6 years ago?
Yeah.
That's how long this pod's been going. So back then, we were talking about your dad's. We were talking about skin cancer.
Yeah.
We were talking about you and your lifetime, which now is even longer at the Royal Court.
Yes.
And I think that the episode, if you want to go back and listen back to it, was called Queen of the Court.
Yeah, it was.
I think that's
yeah.
what we called it. And you're still there. You've just finished your Christmas show.
Yeah.
How did that go for you?
Amazing. So this year was like the 18th Christmas show, I think, that I've done there. And it was such good fun. You know, this year is in my top three now.
Really?
Yeah, totally. So you've got like Scouse Nativity will always be my favourite.
Yeah.
And then this one that we've just done,
yeah,
which was Scouse Christmas Carol. Mm-hmm. And then I've got to go for Sleeping Beauty, Scouse Sleeping Beauty.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I absolutely loved it because I played it badly.
I love that people come every year. Year on year,
it's
the
tradition.
Same people. It's become the, and for the grown-ups to just yeah. have a bit of a laugh because it's a little bit naughty,
yeah.
which we all need in our life. So a lot of people will be nodding along now as you've named all the titles. They'll be like, seen it,
yeah.
seen it, love
yeah.
it. Well, we've got it here not to talk about a theatre career and a stand-up comedy and all the other things that she's so well known for. For me, Lindsay is known to me as being a lifelong friend, someone that
absolutely.
We've grown up together. We go way back to the Empire, to the 90s, to Across the Maze.
I mean, when we first did, I was talking to my daughter about this last night, and yeah. she said, when did you first meet Leanne? And I said, I first met Leanne when she was a kid.
Yeah.
And she was a little child star coming through.
You
was you 14?
I'd done Annie and had my 13th birthday and went straight into Tubman's.
Yeah.
And you at the time were the grown up.
Yeah.
But realistically, were you like 19? You weren't young yourself, weren't you?
How long ago was
it? So how old are you?
I'm menopausal, Leanne.
And this is what we're going to talk about.
Get the calculator out. I'm 53 now.
Okay, so I'm 45. So if I was 13 going on 14,
yes.
can you do maths?
No.
No.
Thanks, so, maths.
But you were, I was like early teens and you were probably late
yeah.
teens, early 20s.
Yeah, early 20s.
Someone's sitting there now going, that's the easiest absolutely. Maths. Why can you not just decide on a number there? Because that's so easy. Because I don't
and
do numbers.
We were...
Can't do capital cities, can't do no. numbers.
Or flags.
Oh, no?
No. What's the point in that?
Some of them are so similar as well. Sets me wet. So, let's chat menopause because I posted something on Instagram. And you were like, oh, you're in the club now. I was like, yeah, because you've been banging on about perimeny since you started your club. Tell everyone about perimeny queens.
So perimeno queens happened by accident. And what it was, Davina McCullough just brought out a program, a documentary about menopause.
Okay.
And I was 49 at the time.
Okay.
So it was like 4 years ago now. And I thought, you know what? I need to watch this program because this is going to happen to me. And I need to know what I'm going to be looking for.
Yeah.
And it was one Sunday afternoon. I got my favourite mug. I was in my gym jams.
Gorgeous.
Everyone was out. I think they'd actually gone to Comic-Con or something.
Yeah.
And I was sitting in the house on my own and I started watching this documentary.
Did you Leah, get out?
I was coming.
I've got it.
I've got that. I've got that. Oh my God, I've got that. And then she went, and flushes. I went, well, I haven't got that. I don't have flushes.
No.
But I had everything. But I ended up sobbing.
Yeah.
I was in bits.
It's an explanation.
Oh my God.
How
someone,
you feeling?
I was thinking, I felt like she was talking to me through the telly.
Yeah.
So I'd reached out to a friend of mine called Suzanne Hatton Pearson. And I knew that she was menopausal because she was around the feck of bent. And she was high and she was low. You know, she was everywhere.
Yeah.
And I said to her, look, I know you've got a little WhatsApp group with your mates in work. Can I join that group?
Yeah.
And she went, no, because it's only for my mates in work. And I said, okay, I've watched the programme, explained everything. I said, there's got to be women out there, Suze. I said, because I think I'm quite glued up.
Yeah.
Who feel the way we feel.
Yeah.
And I get how you feel now.
I need someone to talk to when no one else in the house understands what you're going through.
And so then I said to her, come on, I'm going to set up a Facebook group. I reached out to another couple of friends. So there's about six of us in the end.
Yeah.
One of them being Keddie Sutton.
Yeah.
And I said, look, I'm going to set this group up. I'm going to call it Perimeno Queens.
Yeah.
Because I'm perimeno. And let's see what happens. Let's just put the feelers out to see what happens.
And it exploded.
And it went berserk.
Yeah.
It just went. And we were saying, add your friends, you know, add your kids, your girls who like my Abby's on it. She's 25.
Do you understand?
Who this is going to happen to eventually because people need to be told about it, you know.
Look at the difference, Lindsay, to when you started that and how little it was being spoken about.
Yeah.
Just over the last couple of years, I feel like now it's being spoken about in workplaces.
Yes.
We're looking at passing laws and making changes within, you know, employment laws changing, all based around identifying, understanding and admitting that this isn't like a sickness. It's not like a plague. It hasn't just come about for us. This has been going on forever.
For years, you know, I remember when I was a kid, there was a woman called Maz Eileen who lived by my nan's, who just stands on the street corner screaming at all the kids running past.
Just fuming.
And thinking, now, the poor woman was like a menopausal.
Yeah.
When you look at the Mona Lisa picture,
yeah,
that woman's menopausal.
Yeah.
Alexa is menopausal.
Yes,
she's just listening to you.
All of them. Do you know what? I've just been to Vienna with our Haley and we were chatting about it. It comes up in conversation so much now. And I just hate the thoughts of any women who might not have other women to lean on. So that's why I brought you in, so that they can join your group, be part of your community.
Yes.
And know that they're not alone and discuss things that maybe they haven't seen on a documentary, they haven't heard yet.
No.
They're Googling it and thinking, well, it doesn't say on Google that this is perimenopause, but they might join your group and someone goes, babe, it absolutely is.
Absolutely.
I've got it. I understand you.
You know, and in that short space of time of what, 4 or 5 years now, we've grown from the six of us starting it up to now being 7,900 women worldwide. And honest to God, like, I don't even know why I'm getting obsessed. I'm dead proud of it.
You should
I'm
be dead proud of it.
That group. It just supports women.
Yes.
And it's not for women to come on and slag their husband off or whatever.
Nope.
Yeah, you can do that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? We'll all have a laugh going, yeah, I don't know how you feel. Anytime he blinks, I want to stab him with a pencil.
But this is what people say. You need to be able to say it. Yeah.
But also for women to come on and say, look, I feel like this, I feel like that. And we have a laugh on there, you know.
Yeah.
There's like memes going up there and all that. It's not a selling page either.
No.
And that's in the rules.
Yeah.
It's just women supporting women.
Yeah.
Straightening each other's crowns.
Yeah.
We then, you know, it was like the women wanted to meet each other. And it was like, okay. So I started doing events called Perimeno Queens Afternoons.
Yeah.
And Smokey Mo has always been a massive supporter of that. So she's always hosted them for us.
Yeah.
And Hayley has been great with us. She produces them. And it's for women to come together.
Yeah.
But they come on their own as well.
That's the secret, though, isn't it?
Come on your own.
That's the bit that breaks me off, is anyone going through this alone? I've got a sister, I've got a mom, I've got a nice group of mates, and we can talk about it.
Yeah.
It must be heartbreaking because it's little things. I'm not struggling, I'll be honest, that much now. I'm seeing the funny side in it.
Yeah.
But I think that's the difference the last couple of years I've had, where it's almost safe to now talk about it and people know what you're talking about without you explaining it. What was yours on a personal level?
Yeah.
What was your first little symptom, what you saw in that documentary that you went, I've had that for ages?
I knew there was things happening and I think I was in denial.
Okay.
So when I watched the documentary and looked back and I thought, that's that. That was that point.
Yeah.
And
this emotional feelings you were having. It was everything.
So for me, it was brain fog was one of them.
Yeah.
And I remember sitting on the couch, looking at my Daz. I call my husband Daz, you know, Darren. And looking at Daz and thinking, because I wanted to give him the remote.
Yeah.
And I was looking at him and I was thinking, what do I call you? Do I call him Darren or do I call him Daz? And as funny as it sounds,
wow,
it was a thing of me going, but my brain was saying, just say his fucking name. You know his name. Say his name. You've called me for 20 odd years of marriage. And I'm looking at him thinking, what do I call you? And in the end, I went to our, I was passed that to your dad. And he went, when you passed me? And I went, I couldn't remember your name.
Wow.
And he went, well, that's great, isn't it? All these years of marriage. And that, but then I got upset. And I said, I genuinely couldn't remember what
dementia.
It was.
Yeah. This is the early onset of dementia.
Absolutely. And then you know me, I swear like a docker, you know, in stories to make them funny for comedy experience. I never swear at my kids. And I remember one day shouting them both down. And I say kids, they're 24 and 29 now.
Yeah.
Shouting them down and they come in the hall and I was going, I'm effing sick of this because yous need to effing do it. And my brain was saying, shut your mouth, Lynn, shut your mouth. But Lee, I watch my kids glaze over as if to go, here she goes again.
Oh, wow.
And I knew, and that was the change.
Yeah.
That was the change. I then got in touch with the doctor. Oz does like an online consultation, then they reach out to you. And I got this amazing doctor and she rang me and she went, what do you need? She said, because everything that you're telling us, you are perimetre.
Aren't you lucky?
Perimetre sporadic. She was amazing. I thought about getting flowers. The minute she gave me them patches, I went to flowers.
So how old were you at this point? 49?
So I was 49.
49. So one of my closest friends, her mum, looking back now in hindsight, because no one was talking about it in the 90s, we watched her go through perimenopause in her early 30s. We watched her go through depression. We watched her close the hairdressers, lose her business, lock herself away. We watched it all under the umbrella of depression.
Yeah.
Now knowing what we know, it was hormonal changes.
Yeah.
It completely changed the way she was wired.
Yeah.
She went from being this all in control woman who we all looked up to, who managed everything, who controlled everything, who could give you the best advice, to locking herself in a bedroom and not coming out for months.
Yeah.
And we watched that. And so my mate could identify when she got to her early 30s, she's going through this.
Mother.
And the one thing she said was she sat next to her husband and she looked at him and she said, I want to kill you.
Yeah.
And he wasn't speaking. She said, usually I could say it's because he said that or he's done that. She said, and it was the day I sat on the couch, we were watching the telly and he was breathing.
Yeah.
I thought, I want to stab you because that breathing is too much. Fucking head.
Oh, I didn't know we could swear on this podcast. Yes, oh, fucking made up now.
She went, I've got to get help because we've got two young kids.
Yeah.
And I don't want to feel like I want to choke him the breath. She said, I was picturing it. What I was going to do.
Yeah.
And I knew that wasn't.
Yeah.
That wasn't right. So she went to the doctors, and unlike you, because she was in her 30s, they said, we can't touch her till your 41st birthday. So she said, so what do I do till then?
Yeah.
They were like, I don't know, breathing techniques.
Because my marriage is going to fail. My work's going to be failing. And this is the big thing now, what we're pushing for as well, is that when you feel that way, when you feel like your mum's friend, I can't go to this house, I can't do this, I feel shit.
I can't go to work.
I can't stop crying.
Yeah.
I can't even speak.
Yeah.
You know, the way that menopause does get you, that you ring work and you say to work, I cannot come in today because of my menopause symptoms.
Yeah. And now
I've got a bit of a dicky tummy or I feel like I'm going to vomit. It's got to be the norm that we now make it normal to say, I can't come in because of my menopause.
Yeah.
And we're pushing that massively.
Yeah.
the queens themselves, the Pettymenu queens, what they've done for this city is has been unbelievable. And we've done a lot of work for charity as well.
Yeah.
And one of the things was I wanted to, the Women's Hospital got in touch with me. And a lovely lady called Kate Davies. And she was like, oh, apparently you're the Pettymenu queen. And I was like, oh, yeah. So she said, a lady I was talking to outside of the hospital, she said, she asked me what I was doing. I said, oh, I'm putting a menopause tent up. And she said, oh, you need to speak to Lindsay Germain. She's got a group on Facebook.
Right.
And this lady got in touch with me. I went and met her in the coffee shop. Mm-hmm. She's a lovely lady called Abby, Abby Eunice. And she's a solicitor. And she had breast cancer. And she'd been down to London to a private clinic to get some laser treatment down below, because she's ended up with vaginal atrophy because of the cancer treatment.
Yeah.
And she said, I was there, she says, and I was thinking, Shalira, I'm paying for this treatment to reverse this vaginal dryness that was so painful.
Yeah.
She said, and I thought to myself, why is this not in my city?
Mm-hmm.
Why is this not free to women? Yeah. Why am I paying for this? I already pay for sanitary wear.
Yeah.
That's out of my control. And now I've got to pay for this. So I met them for a coffee in the quarter. And I said, right, well, she said, we need to raise £50,000 for this Mona Lisa laser, it's called.
Okay.
And I said, okay, then the Queens will help you. What do we do?
And you did it.
And we did it.
Nice.
And it's in the Women's Hospital. And they're now raising the money to trial it now.
So you talk about vaginal dryness.
Yes.
And this is another number one symptom that people are talking about. So without the cancer treatment that your friend had,
you can also still have it through menopause.
Yeah. So you could have this treatment.
Yes. And I think it's, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it's 3 sessions that you need for this. But we've got it for free now in our city.
Yeah.
Once it's up and running, it's going to be there forever. Brilliant. For women to come from all over to have this treatment, for young girls to have it if they're going through treatment. And that's one of the biggest achievements of my life.
Definitely.
And I've seen it. I've been in. They took me in.
It won't be the last, not with your gang of girls. That, yeah. The thing.
They took me in and they showed me the laser, and we're going to have a plaque on the wall saying,
gorgeous,
you know, that we've been raising the, helped raise the money.
Love it.
We walked Movama. We got feckin' lost. We've run 10Ks. I thought I was only doing 5. And Jazz went, no, keep going. You
listen, there's someone listening to this similar going, we don't have this in our city. We need this.
But, yeah.
So you can reach out. Feel free to reach out to Lindsay, Pettymenu Queens on Facebook.
Absolutely.
Send them a DM and just watch the magic happen. That's what you
And now,
do.
You know, Dr. Paula Briggs, who's the menopause doctor in the Women's,
she
is a massive supporter of us. So at our events, she'll come and speak as well and tell you what the new thing is coming out, or the new tablets, or
what have you learned
treatment
in your group or through these events that you're putting on. Do you know, for me, as I'm now starting to identify the symptoms. They're not really interfering in my life, but I'm starting to laugh about them. The dry eye thing, that was what got me. I was peeling my eyes out and going, is this just age or what? It's hormonal. I was sitting there watching the telly and my feet would go like on fire. What the hell's this? What's going on? She's going, you're mental. I'm like, I'm not mental. I think I'm perimenopause. I think that's what it is. And it's almost like I can smile about it. But there are women out there struggling with this that you can't smile about. And I don't want to make this all fun and games. Yeah. I want us to sit here and have a minute and talk about things that people might be dealing with in silence.
Absolutely.
And that you can normalise for them.
Yeah,
to
and the thing is, you know, there's some women, and I've had messages, and look, I'm an actor who just set up a group to help women, just to support women.
Yeah.
You know, and when they are at that point where they are going to see Dr. Paula, she'll say to them, in the meantime, you need to get on this group. They'll support you all the way.
Yeah.
And for women who have messaged me privately, who have put anonymous messages up, you know, and I'll always message them because I obviously, because it's my wall, I can see who the anonymous are.
Yeah.
Anonymous?
I'm going with it. Sounds good to me.
That I can see them in our private message. I'm saying, look, are you okay? You know, people, women who are there who go, I've walked out, I've left everything, I've changed my career, I've left my job.
Yeah.
I don't know how I'm going to pay the bills, but I've left. And it, because it gets you to that point, it's a complete change. It's like, you know, when you go, oh, you know, Mary and Billy down the road, been married 55 years, they've split up, you know, and everyone's like, what?
Yeah.
Because she suddenly has just gone, I'm done.
Yeah.
I am absolutely done. But also I want to, you know, talk about the men, because for men it's hard.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they, like for Daz, he was just kind of like, I don't know how to make you happy.
Yeah.
Because everything I do
that makes me sad.
Is wrong.
No one used to be in love forever. And
absolutely.
The thought of you two at each other's throats is like...
Yeah. And it wasn't at each other's throats. No. It was the thing of, as you said before, your mate saying, I want to kill him.
Yeah.
Dad's had this water bottle. That
ever he did just... But it's, right
every off. Time he drank, I was wearing... But Lee, I watch my knuckles go white around my phone.
We're normally...
And I went, I'm going to the kitchen.
Yeah.
And he was like, what's wrong? And I went, because that water bottle, I'm going to end up shoving that down your throat. And he went, I'm just having a drink. And my heart broke. But I was thinking, well, what have you got a drink for while I'm in the room?
Here's a question, Lynn.
It's mad.
And I'm going to ask this to all the girls as well. I'm as I'm listening to this and I talk about it with my girls as well, and they go, there's a hormonal thing to answer to. And there's the perimenopause and the menopause. There's also, for us women, I think once we turn 40, we don't suffer fools anymore.
No.
Do we put that down to menopause and perimenopausal activity? Or also, are we just a little bit done?
I think we're just a little bit older and wiser. Because that's when I hit 40, I was a bit like, yeah, I don't give a shit.
How many years did we get?
I don't care. Oh,
that's all right. That's all right. Yeah. We get the point and we go, it's actually not all right. Actually, no.
You know, no.
No.
Not at all.
No.
Well, wait till you get to your 50s, Gail Stevens.
Tell me all that. So we sister, me one and only.
Because
sister.
You have that grin, don't you? Of going, yeah, fine.
This is what she said to me.
But when you get to 50, you go, do you know what? Actually, it isn't, because this is how you make me feel at the minute.
She's gone like, yeah, I'm going to block, not intentionally and not harmfully, but that energy I don't want, that person I don't need, that smile I put on for that person, I don't need to do anymore. That activity, if I don't want to go, I'm not going. And I'm like, oh. Yes. Can't wait for this for me.
It's the power of no.
Yes.
As well.
Lindsay,
it's a great book called The Power of No. And the power of no is, no doesn't mean not never. No just means not right now.
Yeah.
It's like the mother guilt that I get.
Yeah.
When my kids go to me, you know, I still say my kids, they're not kids anymore.
They'll always be your kids.
I know. Can you just drop me off at the station, which is like a 5-minute walk? And I'll go, no.
Yeah.
The bra's off. I don't go anywhere. Yeah.
You can do that.
And then, they're like, okay, and then they'll mill above the house, and then I'll go, get me keys.
Yeah,
I know big
exactly
on.
What you mean.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. But it's like, no doesn't mean never. It just means not right now.
Yeah, of course. You know? Yeah, yeah. And we're all obviously okay say no. Yeah?
It's absolutely okay to
it's
say no.
It's just about dealing with everything as it comes, isn't it? Because it does come in waves.
Yeah.
I've noticed just in my 40s, and I don't know whether this gets better as we get older or this gets worse, I've noticed a doubt. I never doubted myself. I just did things. Yeah, just didn't even think about it.
Yeah.
All the time I just went, let's see what happens. Got to my 40s and a little bit of me was like, can I? Am I good enough?
Yeah.
You start, and that makes me tearful because I think, I don't want to be that person, but I can't help it.
Yeah. I remember saying to Keds on the Christmas show, she always went out in before the curtain opened, she'd go out in front of the curtain and welcome everyone and have a laugh, you know. And we are, you know, I like to say this, Keddy Sutton's older than me by 4 weeks, but she's still older than me.
Take it.
And she'd go out in front of the audience and you know, we'd be dressed backstage just waiting for the curtain to go up. And every night I'd always give her a fist bump, give her a love, and I'd say to her, we are funny women. Never forget that.
Yeah.
We are powerful, funny women and they've come to see us.
Yeah, yeah.
And she go, you're right.
Is it cheese?
And this night, this like threat, we are funny women. Never forget that. And she went, you're right. They've come to see us because we make them laugh. And she went, yeah. And I went, you know, between us as well, we're at 106. And she said, all the way through the opening of the Christmas carol, I was thinking, fucking hell, yeah, we're not 106.
We are.
But then when you see the young ones coming through, you know, all the young ones who were on stage with us, and you kind of go, God, I'm getting old.
Yeah.
You know, and with menopause, you know, what I you learn all the time.
Yeah.
And I learned massively this year, and I had to take 3 shows off. 3 days, which was 4 shows. And it absolutely killed me because I've got to be dead.
Sick, vomiting.
Yeah,
we've done all that.
Upwards, in the wings, broken leg, on.
Get me on, yeah.
And anyway, come to the point and I come off stage after a matinee. I've been fighting something, didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
And when I come off, Kevin Fearon was stood there And I always called him the boss. And I went to, all right, boss, what are you doing here? He went, I think we need a little chat, me and you, don't we? And I was thinking, oh my God, P45 at most.
Oh my God.
And then I said to him, okay. And he said, go and get changed, come in the auditorium, come and see me. And I said, okay. And I'm fighting. And I go in and he went, I know that you, Lindsay, said, and you'll never make this decision. And I'm going to make a decision for you. And I was like, okay. And he went, I need you to go home. And I went, what? And I still get upset.
I was going to say, that makes us feel vulnerable, and we're not comfortable being vulnerable, are we?
And I went, no, I'll be all right. I'll be all right. I'll just get through tonight. I'll have all day off tomorrow. I'm going to go home. And he went, you need to go home.
Wow.
And I was like, okay. I said, but I'll be back in tomorrow. He went, no. He said, this was a Thursday matinee. He went, and I'll see you Tuesday. And I went, I can't be off that long.
No. Because it's not, I think as well, in our business,
me.
You can't step off.
No.
You've got to keep going. If you step off, you don't know if you're going to get back on.
Exactly. And then,
so we pushed
and
through.
And I just was coming in.
Yeah.
Steven Spielberg coming in.
Exactly. Well, that's what we're trained to believe, absolutely, aren't we? That you're as good as your last show.
Yes.
You can't show weakness.
Yeah. And then he said, and then I got dead upset, and he was like, Lizzie's going to go on. Lizzie was my understudy, and Lid's amazing, you know. And he said, she's going to go on. Crew are all fine.
To have a go, isn't it?
And that's what he said. She's getting a go.
Yeah.
All her family's going to come in.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, that's gorgeous. Still, haste to death.
Yeah.
Back to it.
You just wanted to be on there.
And he just said, you know, I had no voice. So I was kind of just sort of a bit like that. And they were pushing me on the sound desk.
Yeah.
And I said to him, okay. And he said, I just couldn't stop crying. And he was like, why are you crying? And I said, because I feel like a failure.
I get it. I absolutely understand it. Yeah.
So I've never.
Yeah.
One day I had off for COVID. Got COVID. One show I had off. I said, but I've never gone off.
No.
Never in my life.
But it's not a weakness.
But.
It's not. We are told, and we believe it from theatre training.
When you look at vocal coaches, this is what I learned, because I went home and I was like, why has this happened to me? I've never done this. It's part of your menopause.
The huskiness.
That your voice changes.
Yes, it does.
That you no longer can speak for as long as you used to.
Yeah.
But also your pitch will change.
Yeah.
And it's about moving the pitch.
Yeah.
So I'm now going on a workshop of how to move your pitch for entertainers.
For longevity the word, is it?
Absolutely.
So I learned that.
Wow.
When I was pregnant. Because it was on the radio, so you hear your voice exactly how it is, and you hear it every day.
Yeah.
I could hear in the promos driving home, that doesn't even sound like me.
Yeah.
My voice sounds different. It sounds as higher pitch. What's that? I always had quite a bit of a deep and a bit of a husky to my voice. Then the next week, it'd be totally different, and it was the changes in my hormones through pregnancy. And someone told me that. I was like, so it must be the same.
Absolutely.
With perimenopause and menopause.
With menopause, that your voice completely changes.
Your bones change. Like, I felt that.
Yeah. You know, and then it's about looking after yourself then. It's about nutrition. It's about changing your lifestyle.
Yeah.
That you've got it. You know, since I've done CNC nutrition now.
Yeah.
My menopause is so in control. You know, yes, I have HRT patches.
Yeah.
But that was my choice.
So your nutrition.
And so all our women, you know, on our group do it different ways.
Yeah.
And it's just finding. Everyone will have different symptoms, but everyone will have their own personal solution as well.
Yeah, and I love hearing.
And it's about finding that.
So putting one post on Instagram, I've set up this Amazon wish list, not a wish list, like a storefront, so everyone can just find these things that everyone's talking about.
Yeah.
And one thing that came about that I got that someone recommended to me was like a heated eye patch.
Okay.
And me dry eye. I was spending a fortune on these drops and whatever, and that's great.
Yeah.
But this eye patch thing, I cannot tell you. I don't sleep in it because it makes me uncomfy. I put it on every morning.
Brilliant.
And it sets me up for the day. Because I was spending until about 3 o'clock in the day getting my eyes back to normal. Couldn't read my phone. Everything was a bit glossy. Just this heated patch. I think it was like £9. It's a saviour. Yep. Magnesium.
Yeah.
Someone said rubbing this magnesium stuff on your gel. On your gel. Like a gel on your feet. I've started doing that. I haven't spoken about it yet.
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed a difference with that with my sleep.
Yes.
It's people talking about, I've tried that, that was crap for me. Tried that, don't waste your money on that. tried this. This is a little godsend.
Yeah.
I need something for me joints.
So you need to start, do you take supplements?
Not for me joints.
So I need to start taking supplements.
I've got one someone recommended. I've been taking it. Nothing's happened yet, but I've been taking it about 4 days.
Yeah.
So I'm going to see how I get. I'm going to give it a month and see how I get.
Yes, because you've got to give all of these things a month.
Yeah.
To get into your system.
Exactly.
And to be consistent with them to see how they work for you.
Yes.
Well.
Lion's mane. I tried that.
So Lion's mane was gorgeous. It's great for brain fog.
Yeah.
But you got to, again, make sure that it's like 100%, as close as you can get it.
Exactly.
Being what it is. Lion's mane, for anyone who doesn't know, it comes from a mushroom. And there's just different things. But for me, lifestyle change is the biggest one.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You lost a lot of weight. How much did you lose?
So I've lost 5.5 stone.
And tell me what you gained from that, because my sister's done the same, and a blood pressure medication they were putting it on, they didn't bother. Mm-hmm. The rash on her hand disappeared. Mm-hmm. A hair, totally different. And it's purely from losing the weight.
Yeah. And it'll be through good nutrition, and that's what you want. So for us, it was after lockdown for us. And when Jordan locked down, me and Daz thought we were keeping everybody's takeaway company in business. You know, and we had a bar in the garden.
We quickly
went from a size 18 up to a size 26. And that started to impact on my voice.
Yeah.
Couldn't keep up in dance routines. Couldn't sing as well as I used to. They were saying, you're like pre-diabetic. You're this, that, the other. And I'd waddle till my hips clicked in of a morning. Yeah. Couldn't keep up in shows. Couldn't get down. You know, if there was a routine, we had to get down on your knees. I couldn't fucking get down.
Yeah.
I used to go, oh God, no, I'm nearly 50. You know, and I was like, oh my, this isn't right.
Yeah.
You know, and then Drew and I did Ellen and Rigby straight after lockdown, and that's when I noticed.
You felt different. Yeah.
I just felt different, and the sweat was pissing out of me. And,
yeah.
And I don't have flushes. It's one symptom I don't have, touch fucking wood, is flushes, but the sweat was pouring off me. I was like, I can't wear them costumes. They're too heavy. You need to get me lighter ones. And I knew I had to make a change. Poor Drew was like, Mace, are you all right? And I was like, oh, it's the menopause, you know.
Yeah.
I fucking wasn't.
You just need.
And I was just fueling my body on Diet Coke and chocolate, thinking, oh, give me a sugar rush.
Yeah.
And then I reached out to this lady who was saying, come and see me and have a free wellness. And then I went along and had this free wellness with her. And I said, and she was like, give me 2 weeks. It'll change your life. And in 5 days, it fucking changed my life completely. And the way I felt from the inside out, my energy was through the roof. I was sleeping better. You know, yes, my body shape had started to change.
Yeah.
But it was more on the inside what was happening. I felt unbelievable. You know, my blood sugar levels were great. I was no longer, you know, coming for type 2.
Yeah.
You're the same, you know, my blood pressure was in normal range. Yeah. Everything starts to change. And so then for me and Daz, because it was about 6 weeks after, and Daz could see my shape change, you know, the dog wouldn't fucking look at me in case I'm talking about for a walk, who's shit himself.
But it gave you that look.
But it was actually going, I want to do this, I want to go out.
That's so, because you question yourself, don't you, when you do binge? Because I treat myself to like a chippy on a Friday. Okay. We'll have an Indian on a Saturday. We'll always have a bottle of wine on a Thursday.
Oh, my clubbers now are going, any minute now, she's going to tell her.
Honest to God. And you treat yourself to it, but then you feel like crap.
Correct. And I always say to my clubbers, you're not a dog. Stop treating yourself for food.
Wicked.
Go and buy yourself a pair of socks from Brian Hawk, or go and get a book out the library, or go and put a face mask on. You're not a dog.
It's madness.
Treat yourself in better ways.
It is madness. So it is, it's like the Herbalife stuff that you're
doing. We use Herbalife as a tool.
Yeah.
But I still eat 3 meals a day. So I have my breakfast, my lunch, and my dinner.
Yeah.
And then I have 2 smoothies that keep me fired up and give me all my nutrients and minerals.
Yeah.
Daz joined 6 weeks after me. We've lost 14 stone between us. We now have 87 club members.
Followed your journey, Liz, and it's so inspirational
it's amazing.
And I know, because I'm always straight on this podcast, we had someone doing nutrition the other day, and we obviously, I can't show bias and I can't see it and say, oh, you know, blah, blah, blah. What I can say is I know people go, oh, Herbalife, and they wipe it off the table. So it's a pyramid thing. It's not... I've done it and I've felt the benefits.
Absolutely.
I just couldn't stick to it.
Absolutely. And the thing is, when people say it's a pyramid thing, it isn't.
No.
Because a pyramid thing is the man who's at the top that you will never achieve to get to.
But you've done so many amazing things.
What the man at the top is doing is saying, come up to me and earn what I'm earning.
Yeah.
Come and do what I do. Come and be where I am.
Jout sounds cheesy. I know it. So, you know, you might get messages. I get them off travel companies all the time. Join my travel company. Blah, 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 blah. You know, you're making loads of money and all this. And I'm like, no, thank you, thank you. But it's every day. Yeah. And I know there was a time when that was Herbalife or the other one, there was another one, Juice Plus.
Yes.
And I'd buy into them all the time. And I'd, you know, and then they disappear. And then you give up and then you go back to square one. I've watched you in your journey.
Yeah. This and is. You know, I've sent you messages. Hey, look, come and have.
Yeah.
And for us, it was, we wanted to help our family and friends.
This isn't a business for you. I can see it.
Feel the way I feel.
Yeah. You did it and went, come here. Come here with me.
Yeah.
Because this is boss.
Yeah.
And that's what I see. And I see it's a community.
We've now been there 4 years.
And you're not standing there, a size six, going, you know, blah, blah. And you look and go, you're actually not doing this. You're just selling. Milkshakes. No,
absolutely not.
I watch you do
I'm
it.
Here to get results.
Yeah, and you're here to make people feel as good as you feel. And I love that. And so there you go. Whatever you think on that, that's the truth.
Absolutely. And, that's, you know, and that for us, you know, it changed me and Daz physically, mentally, financially. It brought us closer together because, you know, and Daz will tell you this, you know, I never thought my husband would be on stage telling 3,000 people in a stadium how to do good nutrition.
How
but that's what we do.
Is that?
You know, and it blew my mind. But it was funny. The first time we did it together. They wanted us to get up and tell our story of how we did this.
Yeah.
And so you've got people from all over the world that come to these events. There's me and Daz on stage and he's getting mic'd up. And don't forget, Daz was a welder.
Yeah.
He's never fucking done anything like this.
No, this is a real story.
And I was like, are you all right? And he's like, yeah. Why have I got no saliva in my mouth? And I was going, you'll be all right. Just keep licking your lips.
Bite your tongue.
Go on stage like that.
Oh, God. It's happened to us so
And we get on stage and then I start, you know, and I'm like, you put me on stage and I'm like, bada, here we go. Yeah. There's my theme music. You walk the red carpet. Everyone's cheering, clapping. You're telling your story, this, that, and the other. So I started off, started showing the big screens behind us. And then I went, and now over to Daz. And he just went, now you know why I'm the quiet one.
Yeah.
Because I can't get a word in edgeways. And the whole place just fucking erupted. But when we come off, he was like, Lens, come on, we're going to the bar, we'll buy everyone a drink, we're getting the alien. And I was like, all right, Taz, you need to calm down because your adrenaline's rushing through you.
Lindsay, do you know what's lovely?
And he was like, I get why you love it.
The difference that time can make. Last time I sat with you on this podcast, it's a nice way to wrap this up. You sat in tears that your man had just found a mole. He'd been told he has cancer. He had all these health problems. You'd been through the mill. Your life has fallen apart with it. Yeah. Then we went into COVID. And as a performer, your career ends. There's no income. No one's supporting you because you're self-employed. You know, you go through all of that. And I'm sat here with you. And we're smiling.
Yeah.
You've got this thriving business.
Yeah.
You're running this fabulous community for women with perimenopause. Your husband's thriving.
Yes. Yeah.
And everyone's safe, well, happy and doing
gorgeous. And the kids are great, you know, and it's boss. And people say to me, God, how do you keep going? And I go, I love my life.
Yeah.
I love it.
So if you're sat there thinking now you're at the lowest
Make a change.
Make a change. Do something new. Reach out. Yeah. Find your community. Find your people. You're not alone.
Find your tribe.
And give it time because everything gets better. Nothing lasts forever. Not even the bad times.
Not at all, babe. You know, and I always say, you know, we can sit there and go, oh, you know, this happens to me because this, bloody hell, you know. If you're not willing to make a change, then nothing's going to change.
Okay.
You'll always be the moaning one down the road.
Yeah. You're not alone.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Get your lippy on, get a lash on.
Yeah.
Get yourself out there. Treat yourself.
Yeah.
But not with food.
No. Oh, my Jimmy. Oh, I love that.
You a jog? So treat yourself with food.
To God. Thank that is me. Oh, I'll give myself a little treat. Done the washing. I'll have a little treat. I'm going to stop it now. I'm going to hear your
Absolutely.
Voice.
Absolutely.
Whenever I do it. Start. And if you want Lindsay, where do they find you?
So you can find me on the Perimeno Queens group or on CNC Nutrition. If you want to make a change, you know, I'll give all your listeners free wellnesses. You've just got to say Leanne Campbell.
Love it. Thank you so much, my
Thank
queen.
You gorgeous.
Always a queen. Now a Perimeno queen. Love you.
Yeah. I love you.
Thanks for listening.
Subscribe now
via the iTunes store. Hear more from the Ladies of Liverpool via ladiesofliverpool.com.
Huge thanks to our sponsors, Taskers. Check out all the furniture and their brand new look in store or head to taskersonline.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.